Na aula de manhã, Aranya Maharaj falou sobre a Bhakti Pura, Ananya Bhakti.
Also, Madhva Maharaj has explained so much about Bhakti.
Man Maharaj explicou tanto sobre Bhakti.
So, if you will engage all your senses, all senses, all organs,
todos membros,
all moods,
todos sentimentos,
for the Krishna, benefit of Krishna.
Para o benefício de Krishna,
continuously,
de uma maneira contínua,
without any break,
sem interrupção,
having no worldly desire,
sem desejo mundano,
not covered with jnana and karma, fruitive karmas,
nem por karma, por desejos frutivos.
Oh, this will be uttama bhakti.
Então, isso será uttama bhakti.
But this is out of jad jihva or jad senses, material conception.
This is beyond the range of the material senses.
Então, isso é além do alcance dos sentidos materiais.
But when we practice from these senses,
mas quando nós praticamos a partir de nossos sentidos,
when we meditate by this worldly mind,
e quando nós meditamos com essa mente material,
when we hear from these material ears,
quando ouvimos de esses ouvidos materiais,
it is also told bhakti, but sadhan bhakti.
É também chamado de bhakti, mas sadhana bhakti.
These sadhan bhakti are of two kinds.
E tem dois tipos de sadhan bhakti.
Sadhan bhakti is of two kinds. Have you told?
Yes.
One is a regulative bhakti and other is a raganuga bhakti. Spontaneous bhakti.
O bhakti regulativo e outro bhakti espontâneo.
Vaidhi bhakti e raganuga
bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti e raganuga
bhakti. But you should know this, that when we are practicing by these worldly senses and material senses,
praticamos com nossos sentidos materiais,
it is really not sadhana.
Na verdade, não é sadhana.
But it has been taken in the list of sadhana.
Mas é considerado na lista de sadhana.
You should also know that what we are doing and our sadhana do not mean that object to have a mood of bhav, then it is not sadhana. First you should realize, understand yourself.
That if the mood is not to achieve
Unko samjha. Yourself.
If someone is practicing bhakti by their senses, mm-hmm. but their aim is not to achieve bhav bhakti, then their practice even then it's not called sadhana. Mm-hmm.
Understand you?
Então, se uno está praticando bhakti com esses sentidos, mas a meta não é de alcançar bhav, então isso não é considerado sadhana.
Now it is okay?
Yes.
Understand what I told? What you should tell?
Está perguntando a ele explicar o que ele falou.
In English.
So there would be no, it would not be a, it would not be considered sadhana.
If you are chanting, remembering Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, you are worshipping. But your object is not to attain bhav, then it is not really sadhana. This is most important thing.
Alcançar bhava, então ele na realidade não está praticando nenhum tipo de sadhana.
It can be told semblance of bhava. Sadhana. Semblance only. Not really sadhana.
Mas não é o verdadeiro sadhana.
This is most important.
Essa é a coisa mais importante para ser conhecida.
We should know. So, if you have no object of your sadhana, that we will attain bhav, rati. The next name of bhav is a rati. Then, really it is not sadhana. Then what we are doing? Whole life doing like semblance of... So, never bhav will come.
Nunca bhav vai chegar, nunca.
And that is going on everywhere.
E isso vai se perpetuar, não vão alcançar nada. Está acontecendo em toda...
How we will make it object that we want to attain rati or bhav?
Então nós devemos ter como objetivo apenas alcançar rati ou bhav.
First of all, you should know what is rati or bhav. Then, oh, we can have that object.
A primeira coisa, então, vocês devem saber o que é rati e bhava, para depois poder alcançar essa
rati. Oh, I have tested in Rasagolla, you know, Indian Rasagolla.
Você já experimentou Rasagolla, conhece a
Rasagolla? You know?
We know.
Rasagolla.
Rasagolla.
If you don't know and you have never heard the name of Rasagulla and no taste, then Rasagulla cannot be our object. No? So first we should know Rasagulla, a very sweet, tasteful, made by
cheese.
Eh?
Everywhere rush is saturated there. And if you will see, at once,
saliva will come down
from
the
tongue.
In same way, so we should know what is a mood that is rati or bhav. This can be told, rati or bhav is semblance, first
appearance
of prem, love and affection.
Nós podemos dizer que rati é o primeiro, a base, o primeiro sintoma, a primeira semelhança de prem.
Like in morning, sun is not there, but east direction somewhat reddish.
Ah, como durante a manhã cedo, o sol ainda não chegou, mas na direção leste já existe.
Then you should think that you can understand that sun is going to come.
Vocês podem compreender que o sol vai nascer através.
So it can be told the semblance of sun. No? So, this rati, in semblance of first stage of prem is coming, we should understand.
Então, quando aparece esse primeiro sintoma de rati, há uma base. Nós devemos compreender que o prema vai aparecer.
But really, what is that rati? Shuddha sattva, vishesh atma. Prema surjansa samya bhak ratvi chittam ashrna kidau saubhav. Oh, you should explain it. No? Oh, your wife is very beautiful. No? And very sweet to you. But from so many days she has not met you. A long time, about 1 year she was separated anywhere. But he telephoned that today I am coming. That what kind of feeling will come in your heart? You will be very happy. Oh, it may be that your heart will be melting and hairs may be extended. Oh, this is called when a devotee thinks that, oh, now I will meet Krishna, I will serve Krishna and Radhika. Also a very high class of this Abhilash desire comes. So this is called Prapti Abhilash. Then after that, then you should.
Then another feeling comes into the heart of the devotee. This is called
when I will meet Krishna, I will
hang
with Chamar. Then Krishna may embrace me. And then I will be very happy and I will serve in so many ways.
Oh,
can I massage his feet? And then tears will come. Oh, so many anukul abhilash. So then, go on.
Then,
and if we, by our sadhan, we keep an object to have rati or bhav, then your sadhan all process is called sadhana bhakti, otherwise not. What is the definition of sadhana?
What is the definition of sadhana?
Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakattam hridi sadhyata. You.
So, now Gurudev ordered me
ni sadhana.
No, no need sadhana. Nitya siddha é uma alma eternamente liberada que não tem que alcançar essa meta.
Por
sadhana.
By any our endeavor we could not achieve that thing. It exists always in ragatmik bhakta, which eternal associate of Krishna is the wealth of their heart. It lives always there.
Nityasi. Even you should know the last fraction of bhakti, no? You should know first, even the last fraction of bhakti, that is called Shraddha. It is transcendental. Mood of Radhika, bhakti. Radhika is himself bhakti, herself bhakti. And this is the last fraction of his mood. What is?
Shraddha.
Shraddha. It is transcendental. Not worldly. Any mental excupulation or anything. Now, you should.
Então, primeiro nós devemos saber que Shraddha ou fé é transcendental.
It is the very smallest particle or unit of the love of Radha.
É a partícula mais pequena, do amor de Srimati Radhika.
You are understanding? I want that you should
all should understand.
If you have come to me, you should
mundana.
Oh, you should explain.
You explained that Shraddha, that it is transcendental.
What? To serve a desire to serve Krishna.
Esse Shraddha é transcendental. O que, que é esse Shraddha? É o desejo de servir a Krishna.
If you have desire that I want to serve devotees, Vrinda Devi, and I have full trust in Bhagavat and Vedas Upanishad, these are outer symptoms of that Shraddha. All are transcendental, not worldly things. Like, I want to love my wife. This is not transcendental. But I want to serve devotees, Tulsi, Krishna, Radha, Gurudev, or this is transcendental.
Então, se alguém tem o desejo, eu quero servir Krishna. Eu quero servir Tulsi Devi.
I believe in the words of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Puranas.
Eu acredito nas palavras do Bhagavad Gita, do Bhagavatam e todos os Puranas.
This is the outer symptom.
Esse é, é o sintoma externo
of Shraddha.
De Shraddha no coração.
If someone has a desire, I want to love my wife.
Mas se alguém tem um desejo, eu quero amar a minha esposa.
This is not transcendental.
Isso não é uma coisa transcendental.
Ichhara kotha theke ashe?
Kontha.
আমি
সেবা করবো এই বৃত্তিটা এই জন্য বললাম না যে এটা ট্রান্সডেন্টাল কামিং ফ্রম রাধিকা আর ফ্রম ব্রজ
অর্থাৎ
দিস ইজ দি থিং
অর
দিস ইজ ওয়ার্ডলি থিং দিস ইজ কামিং ফ্রম লাস্ট ইম্প্রেশনস লাস্ট লাইফ
ইম্প্রেশন
This is material.
Essa é uma coisa material.
And it's coming from impressions from karma from previous lifetimes.
Então, esse vem de impressão de karma de vidas passadas.
I think we should stop class today here because now it is 8 past
20 after.
So, you should try to make yourself prepared to hear all these things, transcendental things,
então,
which are not found in this world.
Se preparam para ouvir coisas transcendentais. Agora chegou a hora, mas nós devemos nos preparar.
I have not come to give you any material thing.
Gurudev não veio dar nenhuma coisa material para nós.
No. Swamiji never come.
Swamiji não veio para isso também.
Swamiji means Bhaktivedanta Swamiji.
Swamiji aqui significa...
Oh, he has not come to give you any worldly things.
Ele não veio dar nenhuma coisa material.
We want to give you transcendental these things.
Nós queremos, Gurudev quer nos dar coisas transcendentais.
So you should prepare your heart.
Então prepare seu coração.
To take that transcendental things from us.
Para receber essas coisas transcendentais dele.
Oh, then you will be benefited.
Aí vocês vão ter o prazer.
Then I will think that my coming to these places are successful.
E Gurudev vai considerar ter vindo aqui no Brasil um sucesso.
They have transcendental realization by taking some intoxication.
Intoxication?
Intoxication?
Oh. You should try to give up intoxications if you want to have transcendental thing. So give up first all these things.
Primeiro é necessário abandonar todo tipo de intoxicação.
Don't take cigarettes.
Não precisa.
No.
Santa Daimi.
Santa
Daimi.
Santa Daimi.
Yes, Santa Daimi.
Oh, very dangerous, very dangerous. Oh, you can take these things, not that thing.
Santa Daimi.
Don't smoke. No ganja bhang.
Marijuana, marijuana.
Ganja bhang.
Oh, yes. What?
Santo Daimi.
Santo Daimi.
Oh, very dangerous. Oh, you may die.
Another? Santo Daimi, another?
Anything? So many things are. So you should give up all these things. And then clarify your hearts. then you will be qualified to take these transcendental things, otherwise you cannot. Gaur Pramana. Very short time.